Electricity in Hoonah is diesel-generated and currently goes for 56 cents per kilowatt hour, about six times more than it costs Sitka, Juneau, or any place else in Southeast served by hydropower. Although Hoonah's residential electric customers see a discount due to the state's power cost equalization formula, businesses don't. Lifetime Hoonah resident and Mayor Wendy Skaffelstad is unhappy about the changes he's seen in Southeast villages.
We're fighting to keep the people here. You take a look at Angoon, Cake. People have left the town and gone to Juneau or elsewhere.
Skaffelstad has long advocated building a road across northern Chichikov Island to connect Hoonah with Pelican, whose small hydro plant has enough surplus energy to help Hoonah. 35 landmiles separate the two towns, about half the distance of the water route. Winter gales and cross sound also can sometimes isolate Pelican, and it may be 3 weeks between ferries. Hoonah's ferry service is far more reliable on inside waters all the way to the capital. Skaffelstad has shown his road plans in Juneau and believes the governor has his back.
He said, "But Mr. Mayor, I'm going to tell you something." He said, "You have the best plan of any plan in the state of Alaska today." He said, "Get that road built and get that power coming from Pelican," is what he said to me.
About a third of the way between Pelican and Hoonah along this proposed road sits Pegmatite Mountain at the head of Tenneke Inlet. This year's capital budget has a $599,000 line item for the Inside Passage Electric Cooperative, or IPEC, to study the geothermal prospects at Pegmatite, with the idea of eventually replacing costly diesel power on the island with generators similar to those already in place at Chena Hot Springs outside of Fairbanks. The Chena project uses hot water to vaporize a coolant liquid. The pressurized gas drives three turbines that produce a combined 680 kilowatts of electricity at a cost of about 7 cents per kilowatt hour. That's three times as much electricity currently used by the 85 year-round residents of Tenneke Springs, but Councilmember Joan McBean is concerned about major development at the head of the inlet.
It has a river that has three salmon species in it, and bears and deer and so forth, and it's unroded. It's in a roadless area, and we have to have roads put in, and we object to that.
And there's more that Tenneke objects to. In February, the City Council passed a resolution asking Senator Lisa Murkowski to withdraw Pegmatite Mountain from the Sea Alaska Land Selection Bill. That's right, Sea Alaska has selected the 40 acres that IPEC would like to explore as one of their so-called future sites. IPEC and Sea Alaska plan to move forward on Pegmatite as partners. Sea Alaska Vice President Rick Harris says the corporation already owns the land under several small renewable energy projects on Prince of Wales Island. He says private ownership on POW streamlined development.
What we're trying to do is to simplify the permitting process, make it easier to get done. As a power project, it makes the most sense for the local utility, in this case IPEC, to actually be able to develop that, but we would certainly be standing beside IPEC.
The partnership between IPEC and Sea Alaska is not a marriage of convenience for Pegmatite. IPEC CEO Jody Mitchell also sits on Sea Alaska's board of directors. She declined to be interviewed for this story after an acrimonious string of letters and responses to the Pegmatite proposal appeared on the Juneau Empire's website. Sea Alaska Vice President Harris is fully aware that Pegmatite represents a commercial opportunity beyond low-cost power. Chena Hot Springs, after all, is a self-sufficient resort. Harris says nothing is off the table.
We don't necessarily envision it being coming at Chena Hot Springs. I think our goal with the future sites is to work with the local communities, the local tribes, to create new kinds of sustainable economies. Part of that is reliable and hopefully lower cost energy. But if there are other opportunities that might come about, then of course we're very interested in it.
This is where an innovative renewable energy source runs afoul of Alaska's rural sensibilities. If Pegmatite evolves into a resort site, it's unlikely that guests will be driven in over miles of gravel road from Hoonah. Joan McBean believes everything, from construction equipment to tourists, will funnel down Tenneke Inlet by water right in her front yard. She says people choose to live in Tenneke for a reason.
We like the quiet. We like the fact that we're unroaded. We like the fact that we can keep our community small and intimate. It's just a different kind of a lifestyle.
McBean says Tenekee residents would like to get off diesel power. They're in the process of licensing a small hydro project on the Indian River, which flows just outside of town. The state capital budget has $203,000 listed for it. And in Pelican, like Tenekee, Pelican is also unroaded, but they've also got hydropower at their seafood plant that powers the whole city. The question for Pelican really is more about the proposed road to Hoonah and the end of their isolation. Mayor Clint Bean says his citizens are probably divided on the issue, but also open-minded. He says they're still a long way from a decision, but he'll back whatever they do decide. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.